It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Comedian Hari Kondabolu is a very funny man, but he's driven by some very serious issues: racial discrimination, social justice, politics. His humor is driven by current events, but also by his experience growing up as a first-generation American. His parents immigrated to the United States from India. He'll be performing in Iowa City on Friday night as part of the Witching Hour Festival at the Englert Theater. And he's also just produced a new documentary called The Problem with Apu that debuts on True TV on Sunday, November 19th. The Apu he's talking about in the title is Apu on The Simpsons, the Indian convenience store owner who's voiced by Hank Azaria. And let's listen to a moment from the film.
We've had an amazing run the last few years with more Indians in the public eye than ever before. There's like 14 of us now. There's now enough Indian people where I don't need to like you just because you're Indian. Because growing up, I had no choice but to like this.
And this is Apu from The Simpsons. The image goes up on the screen, and Hari Kondabolu is here with me now. Hello, Hari.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. So
Absolutely. Let's
go back in time to growing up in Queens, New York, a first-generation American. What was it like as a kid being an Indian American in Queens, which is a melting pot? I mean, did you feel like you were different or in a minority going to school growing up?
You know, it's funny, like, growing up, I certainly didn't, like, at least when I was younger, like, really small, just because, like, I grew up in a place where everyone was represented, right? Like, you had people from all over the world sharing a space. I lived in an apartment complex, and, you know, like, living in close quarters with many different types of people. You know, I went to a school that was extremely diverse, a Queens public school, so it really didn't hit me until at some point I noticed that when I watched television or saw films, the people I knew weren't in them. Like, none of the cultures I grew up with were represented. None of the, you know, it was a very different world. It was very white as opposed to what I grew up with, where everyone was present.
So you focus in this documentary on Apu in The Simpsons. How old were you when Apu appeared?
I'm probably about 9, I think, 8 or 9, when The Simpsons, went national as a television show, not just part of the Tracey Ullman show, and I remember watching it pretty immediately.
And of course, The Simpsons blew up pretty quickly. It just became huge. It was this weird little cartoon at first, but then it was mainstream culture.
Yes, very quickly.
So, do you remember when you first saw Apu?
I don't remember exactly when I first saw Apu, but certainly I remember the feeling of finally seeing an Indian person in any way represented in television. Like, it wasn't a bad feeling initially. Like, it was the idea that we existed, and just to exist was a big deal, right? So, like, whenever you turn on The Simpsons, there was going to be a brown face, whether or not it was paint or not. Like, that initially felt good. Like, it didn't really hit me that it was going to be an issue until I realized that, like, oh, like, I'm going to be made fun of for this character, or I'm going to feel weird about my parents' accent. And that's all of a sudden when it starts to hit, like, I guess when you only have one representation, it actually has a great deal of impact.
So other kids also saw that and saw, hey, that guy looks like Hari.
It wasn't just kids, you know, it was adults, too. I mean, that's the weird thing about it. The Simpsons wasn't a children's cartoon, right? It was the show that was on primetime television, so that was it for everybody. And so, it wasn't so much that, like, they confused me and Apu exactly, but they knew that was the button to press. That was the voice to use. You know, that was something that was somewhat personal that, you know, mainstream media says it's okay to laugh at and make fun of. You know, and initially it's about, like, well, can you take a joke? Well, of course I could. But then after a while it's like, oh, it's the same joke. There's only one representation, so it's the same joke forever.
Yeah, can you tell me, give me an example of how kids or others would push that button, what they'd do?
I mean, it wasn't like the most clever stuff. It was like using an accent. It was "Thank you, come again," which, you know, was the thing, the catchphrase that Apu would say. It was talking about the Cookie Mart. It was talking about like slushies. Like it really, you know, it wasn't clever. It wasn't like there was a clear perspective, but it was certainly like that voice. It was the idea that you are goofy. You are not like a, you know, you are not someone to be considered in any real way. I mean, it was very like kind of, you know, we were seen as absurd and silly.
Did you talk to your parents about this you were younger?
I think it was hard for them to understand. You know what I mean? I mean, because they grew up, obviously growing up in India, they grew up where they were the majority. They were it. And so I think they didn't quite get it, and I don't think they quite understood. Like, initially, you know, I was excited to show them, hey, look, there's an Indian character on a show. And I think for them, it, you know, I don't think they saw it as a big deal either way, you know, because they had their own programs and they had their own entertainment. And their exposure to reality was very different than a kid's. But I think after they realized, like, oh, this is a source of mockery, I think that's when they were also, especially my mother, I think that's when she became kind of annoyed by it.
It's interesting when you talk about the use of humor as a way to be politically active, and you definitely are in your stand-up, but that's something that a lot of people will say about The Simpsons as well. I mean, it's a very political show, and it takes on a lot of issues and through comedy. So this is actually a show that you love, right? On some level, at least.
I love it. I mean, that The Simpsons is one of my major comedic influences and one of my major influences as like a young American, right? Like this was like, to love The Simpsons and to be American, you know, were the same thing to me. Like, it was a show that was so funny that, like, was satirical and silly, but at the same time could be pointed in ways you wouldn't expect. It's a brilliant show. So for me, it's like criticizing The Simpsons is, and strangely, in the spirit of The Simpsons. You know that. Like, the film to me is like, well, it's funny and silly, and yet it's talking about something with meaning. And I think, you know, the program that taught me that you can be funny and smart and critical was The Simpsons. So, you know, to me, like, this is consistent with what I grew up with. And plus, you can love something and still criticize it. I think people think, you know, I've had people say, you know, you made an anti-Simpsons movie, and I'm like, that's absurd. Like, there are parts of this film that are a love letter to The Simpsons.
I'm talking with comedian Hari Kondabolu. He's performing in Iowa City on Friday night, and he's just produced a new documentary called The Problem with Apu. And I want to play another moment from the film, which asks the question that we were just talking about. You know, if it's on The Simpsons, what's the big deal? Let's listen.
The thing is that The Simpsons stereotypes all races. They stereotype the alcoholic, the deadbeat dad, the F-up kid, the overachieving daughter. They stereotype Italians, Chinese, Japanese. They spare no expense. The problem is we didn't have any other representation in this country.
There was no Aziz, no Mindy, no Cal, no that dude who was on Lost, and that other dude from Heroes, and that dude that's in the Apu documentary. No politicians or reporters, and no whatever Deepak Chopra is. This is all we had. Apu reflected how America viewed us. Servile, devious, goofy.
And that creates a problem when the most popular show on television, which it was, is showing mainstream America what an Indian is.
Right.
And it's a pot-bellied dude who can't speak English, has zero, is an idiot, basically.
Another moment from the new documentary, The Problem with Apu, from comedian Hari Kondabolu. And I mean, Hari, I'm sure you do get that from people who say, hey, The Simpsons, it makes fun of absolutely everyone, and it sends up these stereotypes that people know aren't true. But because there weren't other Indian Americans or Indians represented in popular culture, you feel like that made the stereotype of Apu, it just reinforced the stereotype.
Well, I mean, I think that it's the whole argument about equal opportunity offense. Well, we go after everybody, but the idea of equal opportunity offense to me fails when, like, people don't have equal opportunities. Like, if you have many different representations, all of a sudden that's one of many, and, you know, well, we're going after everybody. But you're really, the impact is greater. It's not about the fact you go after everyone. It's the impact that each of those representations has. Like, it's not that I don't have a sense of humor. It's like, that's all you got, but that's all you keep repeating. And after a while, it kind of just becomes the only representation. I mean, that's what, like, that. I mean, that's the thing with stereotypes. Like, they only really have impact when that's the major image that gets repeated. So obviously, there's a million other images that challenge that, like, that's not true. There's many white men who do many different things. There's white men who are against this kind of violence. There's white men who find this unreasonable and want to change things. There's so many different types of human beings. And that's all, you know, that, I think that's one major part of the film. Like, you delete all that complexity. And people can say, well, we know it's a stereotype and it's not true. But I don't think that's necessarily true for a lot of people. I think for a lot of people, when you only see that thing and you don't know many brown people and you don't see brown people in positions of power, you know, I think it's trickier. And also, it's a bigger legacy. It's, you know, I'm not just talking about, like, this film focuses on the Indian American community, the South Asian American community, but historically, you know, this is kind of the way it's been with a lot of different, like, minority groups, like black people and indigenous people have, in a lot of ways, have taken it the worst. They took it first. The representations were horrible, were built into the foundations of this country. So this is also kind of like a larger story of what America does to minority groups in terms of representing them.
Now, you mentioned in that clip some really incredibly talented Indian Americans. I mean, Mindy Kaling, of course, we saw her in The Office in the Mindy Project. Aziz Ansari has been in many, many things, but his series, Master of None, has delved really deeply into a lot of these topics, and it's hilarious and brilliant. Kumail Nanjiani, who's Pakistani, but you mentioned Southeast Asian. He just had his big, you know, a big hit with The Big Sick, the movie. Why bring this up right now when things do seem to be getting better as far as representation on screen? We're not going to talk about the politics of the nation at the moment, but right. in reflection in art at the moment, things are getting a lot better.
I mean, but that's only just a handful of people. You know, that's like three or four people. That's not that many stories. You know, like two of them are about young South Asian men in their 20s. And one, you know, Mindy is one voice and the very mainstream voice. I mean, there's so much complexity that gets lost. And also, the story to me is not just about my community. It's about, like, all the communities that don't get that representation and don't get to control the shots. And also, it's to say, like, there's a history involved. I don't think we can forget history. We have to remember why we got to this point, why it's taken so long, and how we fall into the same, the same hoops that we go through. We end up following the same patterns. You know, Whoopi Goldberg's in the film, and she has a very large collection of Black Americana, what she calls Negrobilia, and it's black-faced antiques and images. And I ask her why she has that in her home, and to her it's important to remember history and so people don't forget that there is a legacy here. Like, this stuff doesn't just magically happen. Like, change happens gradually, and it's sometimes very painful. And so I feel like that has to be remembered. We can't forget how we got here and how much further we need to go. Like, to me, there's progress, but to say that this is equality and this is just, I mean, no, it's not. It's better, but we're not there yet.
What do you think you were able to take away from this experience? I mean, you're clearly going to inspire a lot of people to look at what they consume in a different way. You're going to make a lot of people laugh, too. It's a funny film and thought-provoking. But what about your personal journey? What do you take away from this that maybe you weren't expecting?
Well, one, I was amazed by the number of different South Asian people who grew up in this country that were affected by this cartoon. Like, I wasn't alone in it. There's a lot of people who had very similar experiences, had to deal with their own, you know, for me, it was being embarrassed about my parents' accent. Like, that was something that was very much part of my life, and I feel embarrassed that I would ever have those thoughts about them. Like, oh, they're going to talk, and my friends are going to hear them talk, and that's awful. And, you know, I wasn't alone in that. I also, you know, there were other people who had similar kinds of, you know, feelings and fears, and that was kind of like, it was kind of cathartic to know I wasn't alone in that. Also, like, how racism is such, it has such a long history, and it has such a long shelf life, and it doesn't look the way you would think it looks. I mean, like, for example, the Apu character, that voice that Hank Azaria does was based on Peter Sellers' voice from The Party, which was a, you know, an old film where he does, you know, brown face and an Indian accent. And the Apu name comes from Satyajit Ray, the Indian independent filmmaker's, you know, legendary film series, the Apu trilogy. And so it's interesting to see, like, you know, a film that has such depth is boiled down to this silly cartoon character. If we don't track down and notice and call out racism when we see it, it lives on in all these interesting and painful ways.
Hari, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Comedian Hari Kondabolu, he is performing Friday night in Iowa City as part of the Witching Hour Festival. He'll be at the Englert Theater, and we've been talking about his new documentary, The Problem with Apu, that debuts on True TV on Sunday, November 19th. Talk of Iowa is produced by Iowa Public Radio. Our producers are Dennis Reese, Emily Woodbury, Lindsay Moon, and Ben Stanton. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.